Hello and welcome to Medical Dialogues. I'm Anshika Mishra. Here's what I bring to you from the world of medicine. Aging and schizophrenia could have a shared biological basis. Scientists from the Broad Institute of MIT, Harvard Medical School and McLean Hospital have found similar gene activity changes in brain tissue from individuals with schizophrenia and older adults. These findings imply a shared biological foundation for cognitive decline seen in both groups. The study published in Journal Nature revealed that in individuals with schizophrenia and in older adults without schizophrenia, two brain cells type called astrocytes in neurons reduce the expression of genes that support the junction between neuron called synapses compared to healthy or younger people. Schizophrenia is a challenging mental disorder marked by symptoms like hallucinations, delusions, and cognitive decline. Treatment involves medication, therapy, and support services, but managing the disorder can still be complex due to its multifaceted nature and limited treatment options for cognitive decline. The team analyzed gene expression in more than a million individual cells from postmortem brain tissue from 191 people and discovered tightly synchronized gene expression changes in the two cell types. When neurons decrease the expression of certain genes related to synapses, astrocytes similarly change the expression of a distinct set of genes that support synapses. The team called this coordinated set of changes the synaptic neuron and astrocyte program, SNAP. Even in healthy young people, the expression of the SNAP gene always increased or decreased in a coordinated way in the neurons and astrocytes.
Are you also aspiring to excel in medical journalism and delve into the intricacies of health and medical reporting? Explore our comprehensive course on medical and health journalism available at the Medical Dialogues Academy. Learn from industry experts who possess in-depth knowledge and experience in this field. For further details, scan the QR code provided or access the link in the description box below.
Elevated BMI is notably linked to poorer mental health, particularly among women. According to a study published in PLOS One, increased adiposity is linked with depression and well-being. Higher BMI is significantly associated with worse mental health, especially in women. Higher BMI levels have been linked with an increased risk of depression, anxiety, and other mental health disorders among women. Factors such as societal pressure, body image concerns, and hormonal changes, such as alterations in estrogen and leptin levels, can affect neurotransmitter function and mood regulation by contribute to this association. Overall, these factors contribute to the complex relationship between higher BMI and poor mental health in women. A cross-sectional study was conducted that employed 1,821 men and women aged 46 to 73 years, randomly selected from a large primary care center. Depression and well-being were assessed using the 20-item Care for Epidemiology Study Depression Scale and the World Health Organization 5 Well-being Index. Linear regression analysis were performed to examine relationships between mental health scores, that is dependent variable, and adiposity as the independent variable defined using the body mass index and waist height ratio while adjusting for demographic characteristics, lifestyle factors, and disease conditions. A novel role of neutrophils in combating cancer finds research. A study published in the journal Cell on March 5, 2024 revealed an unexpected level of complexity within neutrophils. These cells, once considered a relatively uniform population of short-lived immune cells, now appear to possess intricate characteristics. Using cutting-edge single-cell RNA sequencing technology, the researchers analyzed individual neutrophils across a remarkable 17 different cancer types from 143 patients and revealed that neutrophils can adopt at least 10 highly specialized and distinct functional states related to inflammation, blood vessel formation, and most excitingly, presenting antigens to activate potent cancer-killing T cells. We were surprised to find such intricate complexity and divergent role embedded within neutrophils, which have been overlooked for so long as a simple population, said Professor Zhang Xiaoming from the Shanghai University of Immunity and Infection of the Chinese Academy of Sciences. What is especially remarkable is their newly discovered capacity to act as antigen-presenting cells, maturing and rallying T cells against cancer. In addition, the abundance of antigen-presenting neutrophils is associated with improved patient prognosis across many tumor types revealed in the study. Thank you for watching. Stay tuned to Medical Dialogues for more updates.
Never miss a medical update from Medical Dialogues. Like, subscribe, and press the bell icon.